This week's parsha, parshas Bamidbar, is the parsha of the census of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is counted, and we know that Klal Yisrael has to be counted. They have to be counted not by a head count, but not by a body count, but by giving a masses a shekel. So Rebbe Meir Bloch Zatzal says a thought on the parsha. The Medrash says Suas Roish, and the Medrash says on that that the Roshim says that I gave Klal Yisrael a toli roish, just like I have a toli roish. So it doesn't mean hanging. It means that he understands it to mean that it's dependent on the roish. Kadosh Baruch Hu, we don't define a Kadosh Baruch Hu by bodily. The Rambam says in Maran Avuchim that we don't describe a Kadosh Baruch Hu as having a body. They ask the Kashan the Rambam from the Rambam says Mayai Mayai Homolo, but in general the Rambam says that's not how when we give an anthropomorphism to Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's something to do with the head or the Yadayim. But the body, it's not defined by Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's defined by, we can relate to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the Bar Shem's thoughts, the Bar Shem's actions. So human being, so Klal Yisrael also is not defined by their body, but rather by their actions, the fact that they gave a Masa a shekel. So he says, the point of this is that to define somebody in Klal Yisrael as a body would be totally improper, because that's not the defining element of members of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael is Adarab, is defined by the Rosh, where their thoughts are. Once that's true, we find in Chazal that there are certain places where we talk about that members of Klal Yisrael are considered shakel connected many people. Moshe Rabbeinu was considered like a Sanhedrin, but Yad Ben Yad was considered like 36. And the Pesukim actually used numbers, and it says there were 36 people. Chazal says it was only Ben Yoyada, but he's equivalent of 36 people. So we actually would define the number based on the godless of the person. So what do we do over here? The Torah says you want to count Klal Yisrael. There's a need to know the body counts. The only way you can count Klal Yisrael is through a mitzvah. When Klal Yisrael gives the masses a shekel, and the moment that Klal Yisrael is doing a mitzvah, each member of Klal Yisrael in that sense is equal, because with the right to do a mitzvah, the power to do a mitzvah, the kayak to do a mitzvah, the impact of the mitzvah, even though there's a maila, there's kedusha, etc. But the etzem concept of a mitzvah is so powerful and so significant that the biggest tzaddik or the chasam, the biggest rasha, does a mitzvah. There's elements of equivalence at that moment. So Klal Yisrael is not defined by their body, but it's defined by the moment. In the moment, the Klal Yisrael does their actions, the action being an action of mitzvah that has an impact and a power which cannot be denied to any member of Klal Yisrael. So that's a very uplifting thought as we approach Shavuos, to the day which we were given all of the mitzvahs, we were given the Torah with all of the mitzvahs in it, that every member of Klal Yisrael, be it the lowest member of Klal Yisrael, has the right, has the power to reach levels of Kedusha equivalent and accomplishment equivalent to the biggest tzaddik and the biggest gadol of Klal Yisrael, because they're doing a mitzvah. That's the power of what a mitzvah is. So when we thank Kadosh Baruch Hu for giving us the Torah, giving us the mitzvahs, giving us something which is so significant and powerful that it has such strength to accomplish, is something which we need to keep in mind. That is part of our karsa tov to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Have a good Shabbos and have a good Yom Tov.